third house. Striking out everywhere I go. Where are you? You can't be. Frederick wouldn't leave your side, not for long anyways. Might go off and do something for you, or, you know, everyone needs their alone time, but he wouldn't have looked that banged up. And if he did get banged up, he would have gone back to you. And if he couldn't find you, or something, nothing happened to her. God, I don't know if she has any more homes than this. You know, fox people have places all over the forest, but I don't have an idea where to freaking look for you after this. Forest, I humbly request that you show me where my friend, the Kitsune, is. Amalthea, where is she at? Where can I find her? Nothing? Really, not even a shimmer, a glimmer? No lighting up? Forrest, I beg you. I beg you, I need to find my friend. She's out here somewhere. And she's very, very important to me. Very important to me. And if she needs help, I need to help her. And even if she doesn't need help, I would love to just see her again, Forrest. I beg you. I'd give up anything. Almost anything. I'd give up almost anything for this, Forrest. Please. Nothing. That's not good. No, Forrest isn't. You've never been greedy. You've never played games. You've always been. If something happened to her, I swear I'll wring the necks of whoever. She was the only one who's ever nice to me. Only one that's ever been nice. Alright, well. Oh. Mermaids would know. They'll know exactly what's going on. Those jabberjaw son of a... What are you doing here? How did you get out? More importantly, Frederick, what... He ran off. Where did he go? Did he... That's not the right direction that he should have been going in. No. Was he okay? Oh. They heal pretty quickly. A few hours is more than enough. I thought I'd be back by now, honestly. But how did you get it? Really? That makes sense. He tread through the salt and broke whatever the mages did. I'm not even going to pretend to understand what they did, but they said be careful of that. And you didn't go home? You had perfect opportunity to go home. You could have taken a couple things, and you could have hightailed it. Well, yeah, I would have got you back. I'm telling you, I think you like it here. We've had a good time so far, but more importantly, you're here. Well, this is dangerous. This is a dangerous area for you. Well, I'm about to go someplace that's a little less dangerous for you. Humans tend to go there. It's one of the few places that's deep in the forest that, as long as you stay on the right path, nothing messes with you. The forest has a pact with the mermaids. Well, they operate a brothel. Yeah. The ladies of the evening, if you know what I mean. And they operate as the rangers, you know, the Kitsunes. They know everything that comes in and out of the forest and all the business. But they don't tell it to everybody. They tell it to who needs to know. They protect the forest. Whereas down there, it's just Tweety Bird Street. All they do is yap. And tell everybody all the business. So if there's some hot gossip going around, they're going to know. I got to find out what happened to this kid, Sine. Well, she rescued me a few times. She saw me getting... She saw some other goblins not agreeing with the fact that I am a goblin, despite both of my parents being goblins. It's a whole ordeal. Anywho, let's get down there. It's not too far at all. In fact, we can see it right there. Now, as we head in here, I need you to be quiet. Dead silent. Don't say a ding dang thing, in fact. In fact, if you can just wait outside the room, that'd be great. Yo, fish gills. You up there? Yeah, down here. No, stop talking to him. He's not. He. We're here for official business. We need to talk to your headmistress. Let us in. For the love of God, I don't have to tell you anything. Go get me your head freaking fish head and bring it here. Otherwise, I'm going to leave you as a bucket of chum. Really, Tootsie, want me to come in there? This door is a formality. I could rip it off right now and then get good. Thank you. I appreciate it, you scaly one. Oh, them? They don't like us. They're what's called the pretties. You know, the type of being that everybody dreams about. The mermaids and the unicorns and the fays and the elves and the... Ugh, everybody wants to be one of them. Have you ever played World of Warcraft? Yeah, that's a... it's a game. So, Growlhowl, I'm for the Horde. Not just because I'm a goblin. But if you haven't noticed, the Alliance is all the pretty characters. They finally put an ugly on there because, well, they needed to balance things out, and they gave the Horde an elf character so that they wouldn't all keep going Alliance just to have an elf. It's an ordeal. Don't want to talk about it. Let's move along. All right. Hey, what you doing? I have to get some information about my friend. She's a Kitsune. I know all about your friend. I do not know about this friend that you bring in here. What is his name? He's very, very handsome. Oh, you are, in fact, actually, there's no way you two could get together. Are you a client, darling? You smell absolutely goblin-y, so I'm guessing you've been around her for a while. What are you talking about? You are together. So weird. Oh, look. Me talking to, look at her face. So angry that I'm talking to you. What's wrong? Cat got your tongue. Oh, yeah. Remember, I'm the one with the power here. This is my domain. Look at you. Jumping. Angry. Can't really talk. No? Yeah, I'll give you your ability back. Ma'am, what are you doing here? Stop it with your stupid witchery. I've got actual business here. And frankly, if you talk to him again, doesn't matter if I'm silent. I can rip your freaking gills out and stuff them down your freaking water bladder and make it to where you're going to be swimming belly up. Talking like that is absolutely insane. You really think whatever you're after, I'm going to give to you if you're talking to me and my associates like that. Watch it, Toots associates. Those harlots out there, they'll do anything for a couple of dollars. Speaking of, I've got about 300 American, okay? I need to get some information. Don't need to be jabber-jawing back and forth. There's nothing that I can do for you here, honey, not even for $300. Not that that would even cover the door fee for having something like you come in. Our prices are going to drop because people are going to be able to smell you through the door. Listen here, fish liver. You are the one that smells awful fishy if you catch my drift. Doesn't matter if you guys can go get human legs for a bit. You're always going to smell a little ripe. What do you even want? Okay? I don't want you here. I want you to go away. But I know if you don't get what you want, you're just going to keep coming back and you're going to keep causing trouble. So what does a little shrimp like you want? The Kitsune. I have a friend who's a Kitsune, a moth. Yet she's missing and no one knows where she is. Her fox came running up to me and he was all banged up and nasty and he needed help. He needed help and he needed me to go get her help. And now I can't find her. I went to all of her houses. There's nothing that I can help you with. There's nothing that I know. There's nothing that I can do. We don't save people. We're not superheroes. Especially not you. You're not a superhero. But your friend over here. Wow. Very, very handsome. Where'd you pick him up at? Listen here. What did I tell you about talking to him? He's just here as a formality. He is none of your concern. Did you kidnap this one? I heard about that. I heard that there was a goblin that went and kidnapped a human and is holding him hostage. What kind of Beauty and the Beast situation is going on here, though? It is definitely handsome and the... ugh, there's not even a word for that. But I'm telling you, if you really don't want problems. I don't even want to mince words. I just want to pound your face in. Well, I want to pound something else myself, too. Come over here, darling. You know, I don't mind giving you a spin on the house. I will give you a spin on a rotisserie if you keep talking to my man like that. Hmm? Oh, my gosh. Well, darling, I love you, too. And don't you worry. I plan to get you back to our little hobbit hole and make sure that the neighbors are hearing that. I'm not hearing this. I don't want to hear this. This is absolutely, ugh. I want to take that man and wash his or smell off of him. I'll be doing him and honestly humanity a justice. So what are you going to have him turn into? I'm not going to decide what he turns into. That's not how it works after all, right? The Fae. They won't allow me to tell him what he has to be. He has to want to be whatever he wants to be. Well, if he wants to stay here, he's going to have to choose something soon. There's a lot of people that know about them. There's going to be a bounty on his head at some point. The longer he stays here and he's not one of us, there's going to be consequences. Bad ones. For not only you, but honestly, anyone who knows that he's here and didn't report it or do something official about it. As for your friend, I heard that there was a kitsune who died, and there was something terrible that happened. Honestly, I think the best thing that you could do is get to the spiders and talk to them about it. But that's, I didn't even want to talk about that. It's not something, I'm truly sorry, Goblin. I'm truly, truly sorry. It's not something I'm proud of. What's that? You? Yes, there are Russian mermaids out there, okay? Listen here. I am... Does it matter? No, I was never human. I was always a mermaid. And no, my parents were always mermaids, too. For generations, we've always been mermaids. Couldn't even tell if there's human in our line. Especially for as long as most of us have lived. Highly doubt it. We're not one of those fae creations. No, we don't wear fur when we're in the water. You don't understand how any of this works, and yet you want to be one of us. You should have gotten away when you had a tent. Oh, yes, no, I hear about that too. We hear about everything that goes on in this forest, if it's happened for more than 5 minutes ago. Listen here, I understand you're upset. But Olga, you can't do anything about her. The best thing you can do if you find your fox friend is send him back to the other kitsune so he can be given a home with someone. I don't believe anything he's saying. If something happened to her and you know about it, why won't you tell me what happened to her? Honestly, because we don't know exactly what happened to her. She was found. She was going out of her mind. She was losing her ever-loving mind. Ran deep into the forest, and they heard a scream. And they found her. Who's they? Seriously, who's they? Don't just tell me there's a they. Who is they? We don't know. We don't know. And you need to calm down. Otherwise, you have to leave. We don't know who the they is. There was a scream. The one who came in here, he's been in here many a times before. Many, many a times before. He's a new immortal. No one knows exactly what he is. In fact, I don't think he knows what he is. He doesn't seem to remember very much, but there was a scream. And then he said that there was people saying that there was a dead entity that was around. He didn't even know what the word was. So I did some investigating and sent my little friends out, and they said that it was a kitsune. They talked to other people who talked to other people. No one knows who's the one who exactly found them. So it's a day for now. That's all the information I have. But I can promise you, if I get further information, I will make sure it gets to you swiftly and safely, discreetly. I understand she was really close to you. She's one of the only ones who tried to find the balance between the human world and our worlds, and sadly, she's lost for that fact. If it hadn't been for what? You tell me everything you know, or I will absolutely bring this great place to the ground. If it hadn't been for this human who found his way into the forest, he was also crazy too. They believe he was marked. We don't have that for certain. I sent out my spies to see what they could find about that matter. But you know the centaurs, they don't really talk very much. The minotaurs don't talk very much. We're making our way to seeing if we can break down a werebear. Listen, I'm as concerned as you. Well, even given some offers to the werebears to come here and have a fun time on me. I'll get you whatever information that I can. But the best thing you can do is get to the spiders. Find the spiders and ask them what is going on. And more importantly, what can be done. This is becoming a scarier and scarier world that we've lived in. And we've never seen anything this dark before. More and more of us, things are happening. I don't even know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm very sorry. You have to go now. It's going to be more dangerous. All right. We'll go. Bye. And thank you. Don't look at me right now. I don't even know what to say. She was a good friend. No, I don't want to be touched right now, really. Not at all. Not hardly. I mean, you do have a nice touch, darling, but you can fix many things, and I think if it wasn't for you, I'm having such conflicted emotions right now. We'll be dark soon. We gotta get back. Pick up speed. If you want, I can carry you. It'll be a lot faster. All right. Well, we're gonna have to get you feeding again. You feel a little light. Lena, though, happier. No, it's such a weird feeling. I think I'd be absolutely sobbing, falling apart if it wasn't for you. Well, you came after me. You came to find me. That means a lot. It means a lot. You could have gotten away, but you didn't. You didn't go away. That's a first. Everybody in my life goes away. And then to find out that the only other person that really gave a crap about me is... I don't believe it. I don't think she's lying. I think that's the information she got, but something is different. Frederick, if he thought she was dead, wouldn't have come to me. He would have gone back to the foxes and they would have found him a home. They would have figured out what was going on. He wouldn't have gone after someone to try and figure out what was going on and get help. That's not the way they operate. He's been around for thousands of years. All right. I think the best thing we could do is go to bed. Go to bed. And on next adventure, we gotta get to that spider lady. We have to find out what is going on. Something is really, really wrong with this world. Something is falling apart. It's usually very harmonious out here. More and more humans are finding their way in there. There's more and more deaths that we're hearing about of our kind, which happened, but not like this. We gotta go. No, I didn't hear anything, honey. You heard something. All right, well, good night. No, I'm not going to put down the... There's no point. I'm not going to put down those. There's no point at all. You can come and go as you please now. But I think in the next couple of days, we got to decide what you're going to be. You can't be a human out here anymore. It's too dangerous. She was right. If you're not going to be anything, we've got to figure out what we're going to do. You're right. Whatever happens, we'll do it together. Love you, darling. Hey, guys. So, wow. I actually teared up. That's weird. That is, I told you there'll be something satisfying about the kitsune. I guess it didn't happen here. Very sorry again for those who were really, really attached to her. Got some feedback on that. I'm very sorry. Anyways, guys, if you are enjoying this, please leave a like and a comment. Our Discord is down in the comments below. There's a lore channel if you want to get caught up on the lore, speculate with other people. We've actually been having a lot of fun with that. And I guess you guys can figure out what's coming tomorrow, which is probably the Spider Lady. Or are we going to find out more what happened to the Neko, the werewolf, so on and so forth? But this little world is really shaping up. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Anyways, guys, I absolutely adore you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!